Cardinal fans have been distracted by the recent hacking scandal involving their favorite team, so in the spirit of Watergate, I thought I'd offer them a scapegoat. I suggest they point the finger at Moneyball, the book, subsequently made into a Brad Pitt movie, that baseball traditionalists love to hate. A bestseller in 2003, Michael Lewis's Moneyball is the story of how Billy Beane, the general manager of the small market Oakland A's, used computer-generated statistics to turn Oakland into a winning franchise and in the process revolutionized the business of baseball. The major influence on Billy Beane was Bill James' baseball abstracts. In his abstracts, James used computers to analyze the offensive side of the game. He thought statistics on fielding and pitching were too unreliable. His most important statistic, and the one religiously followed by Beane in building the A's into a winner, was a measurement of a player's ability to get on base. Over the next several years, other franchises slowly began to hire computer analysts, many of them fresh out of impressive universities like MIT, in an effort to copy the success of Billy Beane and, if possible, go beyond Bill James's statistical reliance on baseball offense. Result was another computer-driven revolution with an emphasis on defense that's become known as big data baseball. If you've been watching baseball over the past few years, you've probably noticed the expanding use of unorthodox infield shifts by major league teams, including the St. Louis Cardinals. Those shifts are the most visible evidence of the influence of big data baseball on today's game. Baseball's computer analysts now have systems capable of charting every pitch, every at-bat, and the movement of fielders on every play. The result is a radical change in baseball thinking that has altered the way teams play defense. Besides using extreme infield shift on hitters, teams have their pitchers throwing more and more sinking fastballs to get batters to hit the ball on the ground and right into the shift for easy outs. The Cardinals, thanks to former scouting director Jeff Luhnow, are the perfect example of a team using computer tracking to determine defensive strategies and identify players with outstanding defensive skills. Before he left the Cardinals for the Houston Astros, where his fouls were hacked by Cardinal personnel, Luhnow convinced current Cardinal general manager John Mozeliak that computer systems have eliminated the intuitive or subjective opinion on who's really good at defense. Unfortunately, using computers to evaluate who's really good on defense is a great incentive for one team to hack into another team's computer system. If hackers can get into another team's files, they can steal data on player drafting and development, potential trades, and free agent signings. Once they have that data, they can pass it along to those in the front office responsible for making player personnel decisions. The Cardinals' top officials claim they didn't know that members of their front office had hacked into the Astro files, but that doesn't necessarily mean that the Cardinals didn't benefit from the hacking if the stolen data was passed along and used, even if unknowingly, in player evaluation and development. It should have come as no surprise that the first person fired by the Cardinals was their director of scouting. Now, I'm no big fan of computers or big data baseball, even though a recent book claimed that my hometown Pittsburgh Pirates broke their 20-season losing streak once they brought computer analysts into their front office. I admit that I use a computer for my research and writing, but I suffer an anxiety attack every time I hit the startup button. My wife Anita thinks I have no worry about my computer unless some hacker wants to cure his insomnia by reading endless stories about my Pirates instead of counting sheep. She does worry, however, that computers are overloading baseball with statistics and taking the fun and joy out of the game. As for this old storyteller, I'll be keeping a wary eye on my computer as I type out yet another Pirate tale, like the time the legendary shortstop Honus Wagner, playing on an old country field, mistakenly scooped up a rabbit along with the baseball, but still managed to throw out the runner by a hair. This is Pete Peterson for Reading Baseball.